Hi, friends. It's been a while. I'm sorry. I got busy and then I got sick and my voice sucks and I sound awful, but I'm still so horny. So I thought, why deprive you of this? So anyway, I was already playing with some people and sending them pictures of my messy little pussy. So I'm trying to clean my pussy juice off my dildo so I can basically start over. I haven't come yet. I've just been like teasing myself for the past couple of hours. So, but yeah, gotta. Sorry, I have to reloop. I just like when my pussy is so slippery and like, just feels so messy and I like playing in it with my fingers. So I use a lot of lube. Ooh, I should use I have this like tingly sensation lube. And usually I get like a little glob on my finger like I am now. Get like a decent amount of it, and I just sort of massage it all around my clit, and I get the tingly so bad from this, but it feels so good while I'm like, especially while I'm trying to push this dildo on my little pussy. Okay, so I'm just massaging it around my clit. And I'll just leave it. And in a couple seconds, it's gonna be real sensitive. Okay. But yeah, I am. There it is. It like snuck up on me. I am watching, stuff to help the mood. So, to create the conditions that I need. So, yeah, that will be going too. Every time I go to use this dildo, I feel like I'm using it for the first time again. My pussy is so fucking tight. I feel like I have to stop halfway. This dildo is like 8 inches. So I stop halfway so I can like take a breath and on the exhale I can push in more. Okay, so I have it balls deep and there are cute little balls on it, so it's literally balls deep in my pussy. And it feels good. I'm also gonna use my clit sucker too. Because I've recently discovered the joy and the ecstasy of having my tight pussy just stuffed and something on my clit. Like, I didn't get it before, and I get it. I actually tried to do this without the dildo and it felt good, but there was a clear difference. So now I have to feel full to get like the best orgasm. Like toe curling, trying to muffle my voice, like okay. Anyway. So, Hold on. I'm gonna see if I can move the mic. Oh, I don't want to make a ton of noise. Okay, I'm not going to. I'll do it another time. Never mind. I'm just using the dildo right now. I'm moving it pretty fast. Oh my, oh God, oh God, oh God, because I'm not ready to come yet. I'm gonna leave that there. Sorry, I had to get a drink of water. Okay. So, I had a few people, quite a few people, who really liked my storytelling in one of the more recent audios. And I was trying to think through what I could share, and I realized I went on a really hot date a couple weeks ago. Actually, it was someone from Reddit, and they drove to my area and we had drinks. And oh my God, it'll be so embarrassing if he hears this, but guess it'll be fine. Hopefully, he's flattered. Yeah, it was great. We were talking about just our kinks and like what we would want. And he had told me what underwear to wear that night. And he was told me he wanted to check and make sure that I was being a good girl and wearing the underwear he told me to wear. So he sent me to the bathroom to take a picture. So there I was, phone propped up, ass turned, and sent him the picture. And I get back to the table, and he's very proud of me for listening and doing what I was told to do. And after the date was over, he walked me to my car, and he was perfect gentleman and didn't do anything inappropriate, and he walked away, and I was a little bummed. I kind of wanted him to be a little more appropriate with me, but I was too shy to just say it. So he's walking away to his car, and I immediately get my phone out and I tell him that I shaved my pussy like he asked me to, and I was a little sad that he couldn't confirm that before the night was over. And so he messaged me back and was basically like, "Do you want me to come back?" And I said yes. So he comes back and he gets in the passenger seat, and he, again, perfect gentleman, is like, "You don't have to do this if you don't want to." And I'm like, "I want to." Plus, I'd had like 2 drinks, so I'm a slight lightweight. So 2 drinks, and I'm like, "I could kiss you on the whole mouth." But I wanted him to do more than that to me. So he pulled my dress up and pulled my thong to the side. And he just like touched lightly on top, just feeling how smooth it was. And then he started circling my clit. And he did that for a while. And, you know, during the night we had talked about like things that we were okay with and boundaries and stuff. So he at this point already knew what I would and wouldn't be okay with him doing in that moment. So he was doing like perfect dirty talk and just telling me that I have a needy little pussy and that it needs him to make it feel better. And he pushed like 2 fingers inside, that immediately made me jump. But then he had his other hand like around my neck, holding me back against the headrest while he just finger fucked me. And I was losing my goddamn mind. Fuck. Even thinking about it now, I just... So anyway, that went on for a while. And then he pulled me over the middle console so he could spank me. And then there was a guy that was walking across the parking garage, like on the other side. We could see him, but he couldn't see us. We were slightly elevated, and he pulled me up by my hair and made me look at the guy and said, I don't remember exactly, but like something to the effect of like, he doesn't even know how much, you know, of a needy little pussy that you have that you're here doing this. Like, something like that. Like, almost like humiliation, which was so fucking just immediately wet. Fuck. I wrapped my hair around his hand. Kept spanking me. Just the whole thing lasted maybe like 20-25 minutes. Felt like it was forever. He was slapping my thighs, slapping my pussy. At one point, slapping my face. And I love that shit. It felt so good. Finger fucking me while slapping my face. Fuck. But it wasn't meant to be. But we're still on good terms, and I would definitely meet up with him again. I need a little more lube. Okay. I don't know if that's closed. Oh, okay. Daddy's good little girl. I just want daddy's good girl. Oh my God. Oh. Okay, so that was not supposed to happen. I lost my voice and I was trying to hold out for longer. Okay, well, I'm gonna go clean up because there's lube everywhere, but I hope you enjoyed yourself because I certainly enjoyed mine.